There's an arms race happening right now over control of the entire global financial system, with different entities competing against each other that will have a massive implication on our money, wealth, freedom, and pretty much every aspect of our lives. FedNow, CBDCs, BRICS, gold-backed currency, WorldCoin, the Twitter X changeup, all of these things are here and happening nearly at the same time and developing much faster than we could have imagined. We are going to explore all this and more. So first and foremost, we all need to get crystal clear on one sad, simple fact. The US government wants us all poor and completely reliant on them, on welfare, and here's why. Pay attention, because this concept may apply to more aspects of our lives than just the government trying to use money to enslave us. So in a book called Toxic Charity, How Churches and Charities Hurt Those They Help and How to Reverse It, by Robert Lupton, he outlines 5 steps to the ever-descending cycle of dependency. And this cycle is how our government creates entitled citizens that they have complete and total control over. Check it out. Step 1. When we first give a person something, we elicit appreciation from them. Step 2. The second time we give a person something, we create anticipation. Step 3. The third time we give, we create expectation. Step 4. The fourth time we give, it becomes entitlement. And step 5. The fifth time we give, we establish dependency, where that person is dependent on us. And this is what the United States government, global elites, whoever's running the show behind the scenes, wants for US citizens and the masses around the world at large: to be dependent on them for as many aspects of our lives as possible, from housing, transportation, food, everything financially, all to usher in and enforce the use of a CBDC or central bank digital currency, where they completely control how, when, or if we can even spend our money. And to watch a full guide for beginners on the perils of the launch and enforcement of a central bank digital currency that uses social credit systems, check out this video by clicking on the link above. So as we've been exploring on the channel, money is a system of control. We give up our most valuable and limited resource, time, all for money. Meanwhile, governments can just endlessly print an infinite amount of money whenever they want and give it to themselves, their corporate cronies, foreign governments, whatever. All while we pay them income taxes, property taxes, all kinds of taxes, and another type of tax none of us holding US dollars can avoid, and many people don't quite understand: inflation, and that the value and purchasing power of our money decreases over time. And the level of corruption, or at the very least exposure of corruption, in this modern digital age where independent journalism is on the rise, threatening the mainstream media mafia, is next level. Check this out. In 2022, the US Senate passed a bill to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to investigate citizens' finances. Yesterday, the Senate blocked a bill to monitor and audit billions of taxpayers' dollars sent to Ukraine. And here's a timely reminder: don't ever forget that Sam Bankman-Fried admitted that FTX was a crypto laundromat for the Ukrainian government. Politicians give our taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine washed the money through FTX. FTX CEO donates millions to politicians. Politicians steal elections. And there's a short video clip of Sam spinning up lies about making charitable contributions to Ukraine. Surprised? No? Well, here's another surprise. Breaking: the US Department of Justice dropped charges of campaign finance violations against crypto scammer, FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried. DOJ just sent a strong message that scamming people of millions of dollars is not a crime as long as your donations end up supporting politicians. Our justice system is not only a joke, but fraudulent. So not all the charges against Sam were dropped, just the campaign finance charges against Sam Bankman-Fried were dropped. Why? Because of who was on the other side of those transactions. He donated $93 million of stolen customer funds to US politicians, both Democrats and Republicans. And like we've been discussing, the US is not a two-party or multi-party system, it's a one-party system. The business party. Republicans versus Democrats is a distraction designed to divide us. However, this upcoming US presidential and congressional election will be the most important election for the financial future of our country and massively affect all of us who are invested in cryptocurrencies. So, is there hope for us? Are we bullish on the next election? Well, Donald Trump had an NFT collection. Robert Kennedy Jr., running as a Democrat, bought 2 Bitcoin for each of his 7 children, and says he will make Bitcoin tax-free and ban central bank digital currencies. Ron DeSantis says he will ban central bank digital currencies on his first day and protect your right to Bitcoin. And Francis Suarez receives his entire salary in Bitcoin. And we all know Biden's position. He's pro-CBDCs and anti-crypto. So we've got pro-crypto candidates on both sides, in case we have a hard stance on political parties, even though they're an illusion. And we've got a vast, varied myriad of entities fighting for control over the entire global financial system. We've got interest rate hikes. We've got crypto bills. We've got a ban on probably the most important book about the national strategic significance of Bitcoin. We've got more aliens. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at what fresh hell is going on in the world. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Kraken, Masterworks, and Tangent Wallet. Hit the crypto gym and learn how to use Kraken Pro's latest advanced trading platform to take full advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as early crypto adopters before the next bull cycle. Diversify your investment portfolio with the time-tested uncorrelated asset class of fine art with Masterworks platform, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. Tangent has been swamped, so orders have been backed up for a few weeks, so pre-order one to get your spot in line for the next batch of wallets. Scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. Bullish and kind of sus news this week about the world's largest asset manager. BlackRock's bold Bitcoin strategy recommends high Bitcoin portfolio allocation. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, is recommending an optimal portfolio allocation of 84.9% Bitcoin. If investors follow BlackRock's recommendation, Bitcoin could be worth more than 5x the total value of all equities, real estate, and bonds. Interesting, right? I mean, considering what BlackRock CEO Larry Fink said about it in 2018.
Much more of a speculative, people are speculating on it. But most importantly, what I think about most of these cryptocurrencies, it just identifies how much money laundering there is being done in the world.
But right now, I could tell you it worldwide, I have not heard from one client who said, I need to be in this.
And then what he's been saying about it just this week.
And also, I do believe the role of crypto is, it's digitizing gold in many ways.
They said, I do believe a lot of crypto is an international asset. It has a differentiating value versus other asset classes, but more importantly, because it's so international, it's going to transcend any one currency and currency valuation. If you just look at the value of our dollar, how it depreciated last two months, a international crypto product can really transcend that.
Crazy. But why? Why have they done a full 180? Well, the author of the Bitcoin Standard has some facts.
It's not optional. I mean, you will either move there or you will watch your wealth lose its value as the people who put their money there appreciate. You know, I mean, just think about it. You know, if you have $1 million and you put them in a currency that's constantly depreciating, or somebody has $10,000 and puts them in a currency that's constantly appreciating, it's only a matter of time until they overtake you. And, you know, people are not stupid. They will realize this and they will want to move forward. So when I talk about Bitcoin adoption, people think of it as being like, say, Apple iPhone adoption. You know, it's very nice and very cute and then people will buy it. But I think that's not the model for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is more like gunpowder adoption. You know, if you think about it, did the French army have a choice whether they should adopt gunpowder or not? You know, did they decide, no, you know what, we like to keep it real with sticks and stones and swords, and we're not going to use gunpowder? If, you know, any army that decided to do this, it didn't matter, because then another army with gunpowder would come and take over France. So eventually everywhere in the world ended up with gunpowder, either because people adopted it or because it was used against them. And I think Bitcoin is like that. Bitcoin is like financial gunpowder. It's the safest way of sending money halfway around the world, the most secure way, and it's the hardest money that we've ever invented. So it's not something that is, you know, whether we should or want to, or whether people, you know, we try to win people over. And this, you know, this is why my book is not marketing for Bitcoin, because I don't think marketing for Bitcoin matters. At the end of the day, this is economic reality. The harder money will win.
Mic drop. There's a lot of truth to that, because regardless of whether we like Bitcoin or not, it's not something we need to go around and try to convince people of, because Bitcoin is an economic reality. And we've even got The Simpsons predicting Bitcoin's fate to infinity. So just like gunpowder was necessary and important for national security throughout history, now in this digital age, Bitcoin has national strategic significance, which is why we are seeing countries all around the world adopt it, Wall Street and big banks accumulating it, BlackRock stacking sats. And what's interesting is this week, one of the most important, if not the most important book called Software, A Novel Theory on Power Projection and the National Significance of Bitcoin, was removed from circulation. The author, Major Jason Lowry from the United States Space Force, tweeted this week, "For those asking what's been going on with me, I was ordered to take Software down and asked to stop talking about the subject publicly. Doesn't appear on MIT's library either. Can't talk details, but things are good and I'm working hard behind the scenes. Appreciate the kind words." Absolute insanity. This book that I happened to buy when it first came out a couple months ago has been banned by the Pentagon. So if we should do a deep dive into this Software book together in a video, let me know if you'd be interested in the comments below. Nice. So we are all in a war amidst this arms race for control over the global financial system, while the Fed decided to continue raising interest rates this week by 25 basis points, all with the intention of causing more bank failures to centralize and consolidate their power and launch a CBDC to enslave us. And their FedNow system we've been talking about for months has launched, with several banks already on board and processing transactions on it, which was designed to be the foundation for a future US dollar CBDC that is on the horizon, unless we can hopefully get some anti-CBDC politicians in office to protect us. All in the same week, we have Sam Altman, the founder of OpenAI, the company that created ChatGPT, announcing WorldCoin, a cryptocurrency that requires us to visit one of many orbs around the world to scan our eyes and verify our identity to receive a world ID and some form of universal basic income. Basically, this is a financial system connected to biometric information they are calling proof of personhood, where they are trying to incentivize people to adopt and use it by giving them free WorldCoin tokens. Which, like we discussed at the beginning of this video, much like the intention behind a CBDC issued by a government, they want us all dependent on them and not independently wealthy, with complete control and ownership over our money, our property, our freedoms at large. And other potential global currency options hit the table this week. Precious metals surge as BRICS gold-backed currency fuels bullish momentum. What's next? It's official. The BRICS group of nations plan to introduce a new gold-backed currency at their hotly awaited upcoming summit in August. And in case you're new to the channel, BRICS is an acronym that stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And the issue we will have with this type of currency is, which country is everyone going to trust to house all of this gold that will back the new currency? I mean, that's the issue with gold right now. There are actually more paper or debt claims to gold than actual physical gold secured in these vaults around the world, which causes price suppression. Basically, an artificially higher supply of gold is meeting real demand, which causes the price to be artificially lower than it should be. So, if you were part of BRICS, which country would you trust to safely and securely store and accurately audit the gold and issue the currency accordingly? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Also, this week, Elon Musk announced a rebrand of Twitter to a platform called X, which he believes will become a significant part of the global financial system. Elon Musk detailed his vision for Twitter's plan to enter the payments market during a live-streamed meeting with Twitter advertisers, hosted on Twitter Spaces on Wednesday. The new Twitter owner suggested that, in the future, users would be able to send money to others on the platform, extract their funds to authenticated bank accounts, and later perhaps be offered a high-yield money market account to encourage them to move their cash to Twitter. What will the currency be? Will it be Dogecoin? Will it be something else entirely? Will it be multiple currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, stablecoins, etc.? Time will tell. At the end of the day, the global financial system is in flux and changing rapidly, with almost a pick-your-poison dystopian options like FedNow CBDC, an AI mogul's weird orb eye-scanning universal basic income thing, BRICS currency based on gold in vaults in Brazil or Russia or India or China or South Africa, the world's richest man's X platform with meme coins, and the only truly decentralized, transparent, and immutable global currency where we can all truly own, manage, and control our wealth, Bitcoin. So, in these crazy times, diversifying our wealth is more crucial than ever. stocks, bonds, real estate, gold, silver, Bitcoin, Ether, and also consider the unique, time-tested, uncorrelated asset class of fine art with Masterworks. Art is one of the oldest asset classes there are. In fact, J.P. Morgan may have avoided sinking with his Titanic ship from being tied up in affairs getting his art collection safely from Europe to the U.S. So people have been trading art for centuries. Typically, only the ultra-wealthy have had access to fine art investments until now. Masterworks removes the barriers we would otherwise face if we tried to invest in art on our own, because the costs are extremely high for the average investor. So they take this very large asset class, which is roughly $1.7 trillion, and make it accessible to a wide range of investors with their platform that transforms physical art into share-based ownership. Masterworks uses their expertise to select and buy art that they believe to be investment-grade paintings, file it with the SEC, and sell shares of the painting, allowing people like us to own fractions of pieces of fine art. There is a waiting list to join. However, if you use the link below, we can skip the line and start diversifying our investment portfolios into this unique asset class today. So scroll down and check it out. Awesome. If you would like to learn more about why central bank digital currencies are extremely dangerous to our lives and ability to live freely, check out this video. If you would like to finally have that eureka moment about how Bitcoin works and how it can help us maintain complete control and ownership of some of our wealth outside of the current financial system, check out this video. And to diversify into fine art with Masterworks, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.